Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
All right, guys, here we go again. Round two, Armed American Radio. We're now heading into the middle of the program today. And an incredibly informative previous hour with Alan Gottlieb, who, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Just to give you a quick recap, if you missed the first hour of the show, I'll have the podcast up for you after the program today very quickly. But you want to go back and listen, because Alan Gottlieb is chalking up victories against the left in courtrooms around the country in places like New York City, New York State, Pennsylvania, and California. And I mean, he's just crushing them. He's crushing them. And that's exactly what we want to hear. And when you hear Mr. Gottlieb say, we will win this, we are confident, it is 100% guaranteed. And he has been right the last 3 months. That's big news. That's big news, particularly with this new case filed in California where gun owners need a victory badly. And we will get a victory. You heard Alan predict that today. We are going to get a victory. There's already precedent. We are going to win it. Who cares what the Ninth Circus does, because there's already precedent. And we know we're going to win that case up in New York State. We're feeling really good about that. So that will have an impact should the California case that Alan filed be appealed. We'll talk about that when the time comes. And, of course, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News giving us all of his wit and wisdom, as only AWR can do it. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Make sure to check out everything that he writes. Stay up on all of this news, and then you can get recaps and actually hear it all come to life right here on the broadcast every single week on the MonsterCast. Every bit of it presented to you in the Carr Firearms Group studio, the Lead Slingers microphone, all presented by X Insurance. More about that later. And let's not forget Daniel Defense. I will be at Black Creek, Georgia, emceeing an amazing event for the Double D Foundation, where we're going to open our wallets and we're going to support the youth shooting sports, as only Marty and Cindy Daniel can do with their Double D Foundation. I will be at that beautiful Daniel Defense facility, 100 Warfighter Way, Black Creek, Georgia. What a great address is that, huh? Daniel Defense, 100 Warfighter Way. We'll be there riling up the crowd on Thursday evening. Hundreds of people will be in attendance, and we'll give you some great reports coming out of that. My guests coming up now, buckle in for great radio. There's nothing better than having guests who are so patriotic, who are so in tune, that know what they're doing, that get it, that fight for freedom every single day like we do. I don't have to do any work. This is fun radio for me. Donna Fiducia, former Fox News anchor, Cowboy Logic host. Donna, we'll start with you. Welcome to the show, Donna Fiducia.
Well, it's awesome to be back. And it's funny that you mentioned that you're going to be at a Double D event. Did you know the name of our farm is actually Double D Ranch here in Georgia?
I did, because of Don and Donna. Isn't that beautiful? You guys, maybe we should. Hey, we should talk about getting you down there. Daniel Defense, Double D Foundation, and the Double D Ranch. That's a beautiful thing. Hey, Donna, before we get going, because I could just go on and on with you, let's bring Don Newen in, also your co-host, and the other D.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Don Newen, a pleasure, brother. Hey, man, you guys make my life really easy. We're going to have some fun today. There's so much going on. I'm not even sure where to start with you. So I'm going to let you pick that first topic. There's so much going on in the world today. How about we start with mandates? Let's just go to mandates. Is Biden's world crumbling around him? Donna, you first.
Well, I wish. First of all, people should know it's not an actual mandate. It's almost like Biden says something and everybody, you know, jumps and asks how high on the way up. I just don't get it. This guy's polls are tanking.
Yeah.
I mean, you've always got half the nation that's going to be Democrat, or, you know, part of it's going to be Democrat, and almost an equal part is going to be conservative and Republican. But the big thing is independence, and he is cratering with independence. And yet he's still pushing through these mandates. He wants to spend another $3.5 trillion on nothing. And Mitch McConnell, as usual, just tanks. just tanks and gives him everything. Hopefully he'll hold steady this time. But, I mean, you got to call your lawmakers. You got to call your congressmen, your senators, even if you're not in West Virginia or Arizona with Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. This is key. Because we just can't afford it anymore, and then you've got mandates, and I have to laugh. We're going to mandate you get the vaccine, and then we wonder why all of a sudden, the jobless claims are skyrocketing. Gee, I never would have guessed. You're firing people. You're not even going to let a lot of them get unemployment because you're making them take a vaccine they don't want to get, so you're firing them. It's insane.
It's upside down, isn't it? It's like an upside down world.
What's up is down. What's down is up. It's insane, and it's almost like we're living in a parallel universe. And then, speaking of a parallel universe, and you got William Shatner being shot up into space. I mean, this week was just crazy. It was just crazy.
I have to remind people that William Shatner, of course, the captain of the Starship Enterprise. I have to remind people. I did on my daytime show. The Starship Enterprise is not real. The Starship Enterprise does not exist. It was a soundstage in California. And William Shatner is not a real Starship captain because there's no such thing. He's an actor. And then you had another actor, George Takei, so angry at him, they're in a tweet fight together. I mean, it's just crazy these times we're living in. I guess he wanted to go up in space first, and he body shamed 90-year-old William Shatner. Okay.
I know, really.
At the same time, we've got Pete Buttigieg on maternity leave.
No, paternity leave, remember.
Okay. Well, I digress. I stand corrected.
Okay, and this guy can't even fill potholes when he was, mayor of wherever the hell he was up there in Indiana. The point is, and now he's transportation secretary. The world is imploding. You've got all of these tanker ships waiting to be offloaded off these ports, especially out in L.A., and you've got truckers that are quitting left and right because they don't want the vaccine mandate, and this jerk is on paternity leave with twins. He finally just comes back. Meanwhile, he gets paid for whatever, how many months he's been there. Let's show a guy who gets, goes into Iraq or Afghanistan. His wife might have a baby while he's serving overseas, and he doesn't get to come back and spend a couple months, with his wife at that time. I mean, it really is upside down. By the way, I wanted to tell you, since we've seen you last time, Don and I have gotten married. We're actually
congratulations.
We made it legal.
Hey Don, let me bring Don in here real quick. Hey Don, jump in. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's actually been a little over a year. I think Fiducia is a little off on the date there, but guys are supposed to be the ones that forget that. And in this case, it's going to be the gal.
But I don't think we were married last time we were on.
Yeah, we were married with him. We've had him on our show. We've been on his show.
Yes, I don't remember.
Fiducia doesn't know what's going on time-wise.
It's
Fiducia time.
Yeah, sorry.
It's Fiducia time. Don, take off where she left off. This is upside down stuff, brother. We're going to have a great hour.
Well, let me ask you this, because I've got a story that I need to tell all your beloved listeners, and I need to know how much time I've got before you go to a break, because this is a serious story.
About a minute. If you want to get started, go for it.
Then I need to wait until we come back to it. Okay. I'll pick up, since we've only got a minute, I'll talk to you a little bit about Buttigieg. And, one of the things that we were asking our guest this week on Cowboy Logic is is there any chance that Buttigieg or his husband could possibly suffer from postpartum depression?
Only Don would ask that question.
I was asking for a friend.
Sure, asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend, huh? Look, this guy, I spent 26 years in the trucking business running, I owned a trucking brokerage company. I know a little bit about how this works. A hell of a lot more than Pete Buttigieg does, okay? And when I sat back and I heard some of his answers when he came back, he was actually laughing. Now, I was telling listeners during the break, guys, that I went to Costco this morning and got there about 15 minutes early just because I was bored and had nothing to do, and I wanted to get there first because I had a busy day. There was a run on that place today. There were cars parked in at a garbage dump across the street up on the hill. I kid you not, here in northern Georgia. It was crazy.
It's for that lasagna, man. It's for the beef and the sausage lasagna by Kirkland.
It really is
maybe,
great.
Maybe the Rouse sauce that they have in there, because somebody said today it was National Pasta Day. I don't know who comes up with this crap, but it was apparently National Pasta Day.
Toilet paper and paper towels, you're all set?
Yeah, only one each, but they were running out. I mean, people were flocking to the back. Here we go with the TP thing again. I mean, what a mess, what a mess. And when we come back, guys, we want Don to tell his story. And then a very disturbing report out about Obama now coming back and running the show. This is how bad. You heard Donna talking about the numbers tanking. We got a lot to cover with you. We'll take it all to guns, too, right after this.
Let's go, Brandon!
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Super fast 8-minute segment coming up here, so I'm going to turn the mic back over to Don New and partner with former Fox News anchor Donna Fiducia and co-host over at the fantastic Cowboy Logic, Cowboy Logic Radio. We'll let them tell you how to get there, but a great program where you can listen, where you can watch, and all that good stuff. Don Newen, welcome back. You've got a story to tell. I can't wait to hear it. Go for it, my friend.
Yeah, this happened actually today, Mark. And, you know, to all of your beloved viewers and listeners, they all know you've got a super intelligent audience. And they know that the key is arming yourself with knowledge. You got to arm yourself with knowledge. And I want to go off into a little different direction, but it's a real story that happened today, and it's happened to us countless times over the last 18 to 24 months. And that is this. We got a phone call from a friend of ours that was in a desperate situation with a family member that ended up in a hospital with COVID. And what I want to get at is, what do you do? Because a lot of times you're going to end up in a hospital with this stuff. You got a chance of ending up there. And the big problem is you may be refused or denied the kind of treatment that you need. Now, the only thing that I want to say about this, and I'll be happy to, Mark, if you've got any questions on behalf of your audience that you want to hit me with on this, I'll be happy to answer. But the thing you have to focus on, ladies and gentlemen, is not if you end up getting COVID, but when you get it. And this is what I'm talking about, arming yourself with knowledge. You have to prepare for this thing. Mark talks about being prepared constantly. You have to be prepared. You need to make sure that your body is built and your immune system is built and ready to withstand this, because when it hits you, if you end up going to the hospital and you are not vaccinated, you're going to receive different treatment than you would if you were vaccinated. Sadly and sickeningly, that's the reality. Now, we're not endorsing anybody to get vaccinated. We're not endorsing the fact that you don't. That ought to be a personal choice. But if you are one of the population that has either had this virus and has the natural antibodies or has opted to not be vaccinated, you got to know a few things. Number one, they're probably not going to provide you with the monoclonal antibodies. You're not going to get Regeneron. That is the protocol that's coming from the CDC. And that's what these people were calling us about. They had a loved one that ended up going into the hospital. They were in the ICU when they called into us. And this guy was, he'd been on remdesivir. And
that's what they're really pushing, is
that's
remdesivir.
What they're pushing. Right, right. You're not vaxxed. You're going on remdesivir if you don't pull through this stuff. The thing
now,
is,
Don, let me ask you, let me stop you for just a second. Let me ask you a question. This is exactly what DeSantis is fighting in Florida as the federal government begins to go after Abbott, DeSantis, red states, et cetera, who are fighting him back. Am I on the same page with you on that? Is that we're on the same page here?
Well, you are, but here's the thing. This is coming from the CDC, which is also coming from Fauci. And this is just another way to penalize those that are resisting. And the bottom line is this. They are rationing the monoclonal antibodies. And that's the key. That's what they gave Trump. Yeah. Remember when Trump said, hey, you know, I feel like Superman. 3 days later, he's better. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that Regeneron does. The problem is, it's a preferred treatment. You got cities and you got states that are actually denying life-saving surgeries for those that are unvaccinated, and they're giving them to the vaccinated.
Yeah.
This is reprehensible, Mark.
Well, will this Pete Buttigieg get it?
Oh,
he'll get
sure.
that treatment, won't he?
Well, yeah, but here's what you got to understand about Pete and everybody else up there. These people in Congress have been receiving, and the White House and the judges and all the everybody that is telling us what to do, they've been receiving prophylactics ivermectin treatments,
mm-hmm,
brother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, with hydroxychloroquine as well. Let me go back to Fauci for just a second because you mentioned that idiot. I loved the report today when MSLSD was forced to report that Fauci's doomsday scenario of college football games being super spreaders didn't happen. I don't know if you guys saw that report, but you could just almost see them choking on their own vomit when they had to talk about this stuff because it makes them look so stupid as they continue to look to this Fauci character as the do-all, end-all here. In the meantime, everywhere he said would be a super spreader event, you've got tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of students, now millions at these games, and the numbers are dropping radically where they said it was going to go up. The politics in play here, Donna and Don, frighten me to death because, yeah. It really truly does. I have a friend that had the treatment that you're talking about when he got COVID a couple, 3 months ago. And you're right, it's not going to be available to everybody else. What we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is the federal government politicizing this as they do everything, weaponizing life-saving medications. We talk about the federal government weaponizing institutions against our right to bear arms. They do it all the time. The DOJ talking. So we see this on a regular basis. It's not new to gun owners, you guys. You guys know that. So we tie this stuff together because that's exactly what's happening at the federal level. Donna, you want to jump in?
Well, for a year and a half, we've seen that the hypocrisy. You can riot in, Seattle and Portland. You can have 15 funerals for George Floyd all over the country with tens of thousands of people showing up deep in the time when COVID was the most severe, actually. And oh, ho-hum, nothing to see here. But God forbid Donald Trump has any kind of a rally. And of course, January 6th had to be a super spreader event, but that sort of died out just as fast as what you mentioned about football games.
Right.
It's just a double standard. It's so stupid. And what really is, the whole bottom line is follow the money trail. One thing that we've also learned is you do realize that Congress has exempted themselves from the vaccine, and they are getting regular ivermectin treatments in Congress. That's been proven now. Nobody talks about that. The double standard, and now they want to inject kids with this poison. Whether you like the vaccine or not, that's up to you. But kids don't need this. They don't die from COVID-19.
Let me give you a statistic. As we go to this break, we're getting ready to take a break now. As we go to the break, let me give you a number that you might not know. Not you two guys. You probably do, but listeners, some of you might not know this. More kids have been shot and killed in Chicago over the summer than have died nationwide from COVID.
Yep.
More kids in Chicago. Just Chicago.
They inject 5 to 11-year-olds. Yep.
Yeah. We are living in crazy, crazy times. And we come back. I want to ask these, both Donna and Don, about, because we talked about it on the public, your guns now is a public health issue. This ties into this. So I'm glad Don set this up. Thank you, Don. When we come back, more from Donna Fiducia and Don Newen, Cowboy Logic, right after this. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit danieldefense.com.
Oh, John Lewis here in Georgia.
That's danieldefense.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun,
John Lewis stood,
remind them, the founding fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect.
National Rifle Association meeting when it was
being
held in
Atlanta. There's a world of difference between rights and needs.
I stood outside and watched it.
It is not the function of government to tell us what we need.
But he was surrounded by every main
mainstream media outlet camera. Or a Saturday Night Special. Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine
lying to people
about
my civil rights while pretending to be the civil rights icon they claim he is, as he is trying to destroy my civil rights.
It's just mind-boggling.
Yet they get away with it.
We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live.
Unbelievable.
Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My Slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Said, dude, man.
As a
right
gunner,
on, homie.
Have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Now's a great time to buy slippers, by the way. It is so beautiful. The weather is so beautiful here in North Georgia as you head up into the mountains where I'm at. It's just gorgeous. And if you need some towels, you need some MyPillow stuff, it's a great time. Use the promo code AAR. MyPillow has been supporting this program for a half a decade. And it is remarkable to watch Armed American Radio listeners support not just MyPillow as they try to cancel everything MyPillow, but all of our partners. Remember, all of this is presented to you in the Carr Firearms Group studios today on the Lead Slingers mic. It's not hard to support Lead Slingers whiskey, is it? Not at all. Just do it responsibly like we do. And every single bit of it presented to you today by X Insurance. Don't forget Daniel Defense, Heaven's Harvest. As I was mentioning, Costco. I've got enough food to last my family at least 2 years. I don't sweat that stuff, okay? And I don't want you to sweat it either. It's not necessary. $179 at Heaven's Harvest gives your family enough food to survive when the stores go blank. You've got great quality food, high quality food for your family that just simply needs to be heated with water. Some of it doesn't even need that. You can eat it right out of the bag. The little pineapple chunks, oh man, we tear those bags up. In fact, I've got to order more. HeavensHarvest.com, the promo code also. AAR. Welcome back in. We're talking with Donna Fiducia and Don Newen, Cowboy Logic. Guys, I wrote a piece on my Armed American News site, and I titled it Redefinition of Health Epidemic Threatens Gun Rights. And I said Dateline. I took it to Dateline 2016 in the final year of the Obama presidency. The idea that crimes committed with firearms are a health issue began emerging. You guys remember this very well. I think we've talked about it before. While the premise has been hovering for years and concerning gun rights activists since the Obamacare debates, The notion of gun violence as a public health issue began being floated more frequently by the administration, doctors, and Don, the beloved CDC. That very year, NBC News ran a headline, "Gun Violence is a Public Health Epidemic." Now, I could go deeper into that. I did during the weekday shows, listeners. If you want to go back and listen, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I talked about this at great length, and it should concern each and every one of us. Why? Because, Don, just because of what you brought up. As the CDC begins redefining and politicizing, and the administration begins weaponizing mandates and the federal government and considering things to be health issues, Donna, let me start with you. If they can mandate your guns as a health issue, a health epidemic, which the CDC is now doing and taking millions of dollars to, quote unquote, study that very issue, what's to stop them from mandating you not having a firearm because it's a public health epidemic or pandemic, scamdemic, dem panic, whatever you want to call it? Couldn't they do the same thing? The Second Amendment Foundation has new television ads running all over national TV for that very topic. Donna, could it happen?
Well, the Constitution is supposed to stand in the way, but what they're doing, I think, is going through this UN situation with the gun-grabbing attempt, and that is really scary.
Yes.
It's funny, though, you mentioned Barack Obama, because to me, well, now after Joe Biden, what he did in Afghanistan might have overtaken Obama in this. But think about Fast and Furious. Think about Benghazi. Barack Obama was, at the time, one of the biggest arms dealers probably in the world.
Agreed.
And now, given what Joe Biden just did in Afghanistan, I guess he's taken over that top spot. But it's, again, the double standard is frightening. And as long as we have court systems, which I think are starting to weaken, unfortunately, even the Supreme Court, I think, is suspect at this point. You got to wonder if that Second Amendment's going to hold tight. And that's why we have people like you doing shows like this, because it's really going down a rabbit hole that's not good.
Don, we know it's being weaponized. We know that what they're doing is they're trying to change the lexicon now with the health epidemic and using the term pandemic. And they're eking it out now with the word epidemic, which will eventually lead to pandemic. They're going to make the comparison. They're already on their way to doing that. And they're using COVID to do that. We know it's being weaponized, that it's OK, as you both mentioned, to attend a riot, which, by the way, when the CNN reporter has buildings in flames behind him and says it's mostly peaceful, this is the ultimate form of gaslighting to the American public. But we know it's coming, Don. How concerned are you about it? And I want to say, for fairness, too, both you guys have already had COVID, correct?
Correct.
In fact, I remember you couldn't come on the show that week because of that, as you guys were recuperating. God bless you both. Thank God you did. But Don, how frightened are you of all of this? Let's tie that back together, because we're seeing this eke in now, and we now know that Obama is neck deep in this administration. That news is getting out now.
Mm-hmm. Well, this agenda of the left is terrifying, period. They have zero respect for the Constitution. They will rewrite it if they could. They're going to throw everything they can at us, including the kitchen sink. They will try to utilize any agency they can, any angle they can, to disarm us. Bottom line, period, full stop. You know that. They've been trying to do it for years. They're not going to stop. And the thing is, as they get more and more and more and more desperate, the closer we get to 2022, because you know that we do stand a chance of at least stopping this enormous bleeding that's taking place in 2022. But you got to remember, these people, these leftists, are like rabid animals. And all you got to really do is sit and wait for them to come out and walk in the crosshairs, because eventually they're going to start making giant mistakes. And hopefully those giant mistakes are going to start waking up the American people that are right now semi-passive. I mean, you got to
Didn't we just see that, Don, with Southwest Airlines? Didn't we just see that? Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Ed Bastian, the CEO of Delta now.
Yep.
Who,
yep.
What, 48 hours later, maybe 72 hours later, backtracks and says, well, we're no longer going to mandate vaccines. And I'll tell you why. We all know it. Nobody's going to tell us that, but it's the writing is on the wall. We know what Southwest pilots did. The pilots said, you're not in control.
we're in control, and proved it. And Delta took one look at that and said, oh, ruh-roh, we don't want same problem here, correct?
Well, it was a weather problem, even though it was sunny.
Well, here's the thing.
I flew that day. I flew through that weather that Southwest couldn't fly through.
American people will tolerate being nudged. We're not very good at being shoved. And that's what I'm talking about these rabid animals, these rabid Democrats. They're going to step out in the crosshairs. And I'm not suggesting at all that we line Democrats up in crosshairs and start taking them out. I'm not suggesting that in any way. What I'm saying is rabid animals make mistakes. They can't think rationally.
They already are, and I think it was Ted Cruz that made the comment. I wish I could remember the tweet now. I don't have it up. Well, when he said every once in a while a Democrat makes a mistake and is honest and the whole world sees it. I forget who he was. Donna, do you remember who that tweet was about by any chance? Doesn't matter. But the statement is accurate. That's what we're talking about.
Look at Bill Gates, though, saying how he wants to depopulate the earth. You know, and now making no bones about it. Have you ever seen some of the interviews he's done lately? I mean, he twitches. Yeah, the body language is very telling. And they, to me, because of what happened with Donald Trump, I call him the speed bump, because if Hillary got in there, I think everybody would have been asleep. And for 8 years, she probably would have gotten through with it. But Trump woke people up, and they're not after Donald Trump. They're after us. They're after the American patriots, the people who just want to be left alone, go to work, raise their families, go to church and worship as they see fit. And all of this is under total attack from the left. And again, it's the independent voters that I think are finally waking up to this. It's almost like you have to hit rock bottom or get smacked upside the head before you see what's going on. And I think a lot of people are finally seeing that.
I'm in agreement with you on that. We're getting ready to take our final break. Then we've got one more segment with Donna Fiducia and Don Newman. Great radio. I love talking with you guys. I think we're at a point now. And I don't like bumper sticker logic until I really love bumper sticker logic until it makes an awful lot of sense. But I think America, Don, you just nailed it, brother. Life's a box of nails. Don Newman is the hammer today on Armed American Radio. The American people will be nudged, but they don't like being pushed. We are at a point now where Americans are about ready to collectively say, get off my lawn. That's coming, and we'll talk about some of that in detail. What do we mean by that? We'll be back with Donna Fiducia, the great Don Newman, the great Donna Fiducia right after this. Do not go away and miss this last segment. Right back.
Let's go, Brandon.
Come on, man.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me. Welcome back to the final segment of Hour 2 of Armed American Radio. We are on the downside of the show. I hate that because I wait all week for this program. I love doing this with you every single week. 13 years running, coming up on April 26th. We've never given you a repeat broadcast in this program in 13 years. That's a remarkable run, and that's why we do what we do. This information has to get out there. I'm sure that's a record somewhere, but don't look for the mainstream press to go, oh yeah, Armed American Radio has been speaking the truth for 13 years and never missed a show. That's not going to happen, I can promise you. We couldn't do it without our partners. Please make sure to visit them all. Lead Slingers Whiskey, TigerLight.net. Get that non-lethal self-defense for some of your family members or even you as a backup. The DAD, the Defense Alert Device. The promo code is AAR15. You get 15% off. I've got one right here in my hands, right here. And you can see it if you're watching the show. This thing is remarkable. It's GPS enabled. Visit tigerlight.net for more information. My Pillow, buy some slippers. It's that time of year. Great deal. Extremely comfortable. And get your dog a bed, too. My dog loves it. We call the living room in our house Hooey Village, because she's got so many beds and she uses every single one of them. My Pillow, the promo code is AAR. We're in the Carr Firearms Group studios, gunbroker.com. Tomorrow will be the gunbroker.com studios. We'll be sitting here. Gunbroker.com. We make it free. It doesn't get any easier than that, guys. Go over there and check out all those auctions. Daniel Defense. Need I say more? I will be emceeing a massive event there on Thursday at 100 Warfighter Way. Can't wait. We're going to get that place rocking and rolling and support the Double D Foundation, the youth shooting sports. Did you know that's the most participative sport for kids in the country, and the media ignores it every single day? More than every kid's sport combined. I'm talking soccer, basketball, baseball, football, all of it. Shooting sports has it beat, but the media will never, ever tell you that. And we're going to support that great foundation, the Double D Foundation, on Thursday. Open up our wallets for a beautiful auction and have some fun with Daniel Defense. Marty and Cindy Daniel are just doing wonders for the kids with the Double D Foundation. God bless each and every one of them. DefenderCoffee.com. I've got some iced coffee here in the mug, the Defender Coffee mug. If you're watching, if you see me drinking it, that is the Defender Coffee mug. You can have one too, Defender Coffee. They give the, get this, drink coffee, support the Second Amendment. That's pretty cool in my book. You drink coffee anyway,
How about giving some of the profits back to the Second Amendment Foundation at the end of the year simply for buying a bag of coffee and drinking coffee throughout the year? It's a win-win for everybody. And you heard Alan Gottlieb winning cases across the country. When the media tells us it's all bad, it really is all good when it comes to the Second Amendment Foundation winning 85% of pro-gun rights victories in courtrooms across the country. Support them. You can do it by drinking Defender coffee. Let's not forget North American Arms, great company. I've got about six of their little mini revolvers. Jessica was going to be on the show today but couldn't make it at the last moment, so we look forward to bringing her back on an upcoming broadcast. Welcome back in, guys. We're talking with Donna Fiducia, former Fox News anchor and co-host of Cowboy Logic, and her partner, literally, now married, Don Newen, Cowboy Logic Radio. Congratulations, guys. Donna, welcome back in. Tell us where people can watch and listen to you guys in your fantastic programs at Cowboy Logic.
I was just going to ask you if Don, let Don do that because he's the technical guy. He knows all of the ins and outs of this stuff and can explain it so well.
Go for it, Don. Jump in here, brother.
Go for it, honey.
Fiducia just knows to show up in the studio.
He presses all the buttons.
She's the talent.
I don't know what
She's
damn thing. He puts the lights on. He does everything else. I just sit here and talk.
All right, listen.
What's that red light mean?
Hey, Mark, I know you're going to agree with me on this. And that is that everything that you and we do is for our beloved viewers and listeners. If it wasn't for them, all we'd be doing is talking into microphones, looking at cameras, and staring at lights. Everything right. we do is for the viewers and the listeners, period. And ladies and gentlemen, the fact that you are allowing us, Donna and myself, that is, to be a part of an hour of your valuable time, we don't take that lightly. We appreciate that beyond words. And, Mark, I want to shout out to somebody that's a mutual platform for us, and that's yes. all the Ops Lens Warriors. Mm-hmm. You people are some of the brightest members of a video and an audio audience that there is, and we are indebted to you for allowing us to have such a large part of your time throughout a day. Mark, I know you're agreeing with me on all this, man.
I'm shaking my head yes on camera, brother, right now.
If it wasn't for the viewers, we wouldn't do it.
Right.
We would not do this. We do every bit of this for you guys. Now, as far as where you can find us, cowboylogic.us is our website, cowboylogic.us. And I want to share with your listeners and your viewers that if you go to that website, right in the menu is a PDF file that you can download for any of you that have questions about ivermectin to be used as a prophylactics or as a therapy with regard to COVID, for that matter, any other viral infection that you could get. Download the file. You got questions about it, feel free to email us.
And
you can email us as well.
And it's got all of the vitamins that you should take as a defense against COVID as well.
Vitamin
Keep yourself
D,
healthy.
Zinc, quercetin. Is a great one. So at any rate, just go to that. And if you want to watch us, check us out on Real America's Voice. We're over there with Steve Bannon and Ben Berquam and all the great ones over there at Real America's Voice. They've got us as a weekly television series over there. So you can catch us usually on the weekends two or three or four times. But that's how you find us, Cowboy. And we're also right here on Ops Lens. If you guys are watching us there, again, hat tip to those Ops Lens Warriors. You guys are the best.
Boy, they are the best, too. I enjoy working with them, Ron Hammond and the rest of everybody over there.
Yep.
If you're watching, how do you get to Ops Lens, guys? Yeah, man, here's the way you do it. If you want to watch it on Facebook or get the app, either way, you can also catch it on Apple TV. You can catch it on Amazon. You can go on the Fire Stick. You can catch it on Facebook.com/OpsLens is where we're looking at. You can comment in there. Already 333 comments on today's broadcast. So thanks for jumping in here. You guys are getting a lot of hats off. I want to let you know that right now. People are thanking me for bringing you on. Martin says, thanks, Mark, for bringing Donna and Don to us today. So great stuff. Visit cowboylogic.us and stay up on everything that great Donna Fiducia and Don Newen are doing over there. Guys, with what we have remaining is really only about a minute, but I want you to agree or disagree with me. We didn't have enough time to get into what I wanted to, but that's okay. I, like I said, I don't like bumper sticker logic until it makes sense. But Don, would you agree with this, that if 120 million armed Americans were a problem, we'd already know it?
Yeah.
The problem is those that are carrying weapons and using them illegally.
Yes.
Period.
The question is then,
think of this kid in Dallas. He was underage, you know, and you're going to say that he had a gun? Well, it was an illegal handgun. He was underage. Come on. Yeah. He shot three classmates. They overlook the facts. They cherry pick the facts. I know from the media that I was a part of it for 30 years in New York City. They tell you the story, or they tell you a story. They don't tell you the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Guys, we're going to have to cut it there. I love both of you. Can't wait to see you soon. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for being here today. A great, enjoyable hour of radio. Always educational and a tremendous amount of fun. And I want to personally thank you for making my life very easy during that hour. That's the professionalism that we have. Thanks, guys. Can't wait to have you back. Love you guys. Don Newen and Donna Fiducia, CowboyLogic.us. And you can watch them on Ops Lens as well. When we come back, we've got a roundtable. Neil McCabe, one of our regular guests, will not be here, but Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms, will be, and so will Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. So go get some popcorn. You've got one more hour left. All of it presented by X Insurance. We'll be back right after this with a roundtable. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.